Hi, George. This is Kevin from Sarasota, Florida.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, listening to you on AM 970 out of Tampa.
Absolutely.
Got a story I want to tell you. Very interesting. Well, first of all, let me say that I've always been a very positive person, outgoing, things like that, and never dealt into Ouija boards or any of the occult and things like that. Although I am a big believer in spiritual things. One night I was laying in bed and getting ready to go to sleep, and I felt pure evil. I mean, that's the absolute best way to describe it. And I was absolutely terrified. And I opened my eyes, and there were seven beings standing around my bed. They were all about 7 feet tall, and they were all, you couldn't see their faces, but they were all with black hoods, and the hoods had points that went up to the top of the ceiling.
Oh, my gosh.
There were three on either side of the bed and one at the end of the bed. And it was just, I don't know what, you know, I've listened to your show for a long time, and, you know, you hear these people call in and say, you know, you had this experience or what, and, you know, at times I've been rather skeptical, but when this happened to me, I felt like I was on the other end of the phone and saying, you know, what the heck is going on here? And I mean, I was so terrified that there was a friend of mine that I work with who was a Christian. I almost got up and dialed her number to call her because I was just absolutely petrified.
What did these beings want? What did they want? Did they want to take you away?
Well, I don't remember anything other than being paralyzed, and they just, I mean, I could not move. I could not physically move, and I just was thinking to myself, there's no way to move. And they just stood around the bed and just looked over me. And, I mean, there wasn't, like, any mental telepathy or anything going on that I can remember other than I just could not move, and they wanted me in that position.
Are you sure you weren't having some kind of alien abduction and you felt that they were hooded?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this just happened. I moved to Florida about 4 months ago. And this actually happened back in Missouri, actually close by where you're at in St. Louis.
Oh, that's great. That's just what I need to know. Well, I'll tell you the one thing, though, that you said, and that was you felt this pure evil. I'm glad you were at least able to eradicate that. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
George?
Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm Jay from Wichita. And,
hey, Jay.
I got a story about the guy that said he woke up seeing...
Although the seven tall, dark, hooded things in there, yeah.
I had almost the exact same experience when I was a child.
Uh-oh.
It scared the living daylights out of me, and I couldn't explain it for years what it was.
One-time event?
Thankfully, yes. I hope I never have to repeat it. It was probably when I was 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, my God.
I remember, you know, thinking I was having a dream, and waking up and sitting up and still thinking I'm in a dream state and looking around my dark room, and all I could see was this tall, dark, shadowed figure with a hood standing over in the corner of my room.
How could you as a little kid ever get back to sleep again the next night, the night after?
That burned in my mind so badly that, you know, I slept after that, but it's like, well, what's going to happen next?
Did you ever have a closet experience where you thought there was a creature in the closet?
No, that's an odd thing. I was never terrified of my closet, but I remember seeing that figure, and it didn't move, but I remember just sitting up and looking at it and seeing no face or no, you know, humanoid type, you know, shape to it other than just, you know, a dark, tall as the ceiling type of figure. And
was it the boogeyman?
I think being a lot older now, I think it was evil, pure evil. It just, like that previous caller said, it just scared the hell out of me, and I just don't know what it was. And I remember feeling just paralyzed that I couldn't get out of bed, and I couldn't go back to sleep, but I had to sit there and stare at it, and I don't remember how I ever. I probably just went back to sleep eventually, but
what a horrible thing for a little kid to have to go through.
Yeah, and
I got to tell you, if you went to bed tonight and woke up and saw those seven creatures peering down on you, you'd go even crazier than you were as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Having the realizations that I have as an adult, and, you know, having a few kind of questionable experiences in my life with, you know, paranormal things or whatever that I can't explain, yeah, it would probably scare me worse now.